Nachman says that every Jew has in him an aspect of malchus, of royalty, an aspect of kingship, an aspect of leadership. That's what malchus means. We all have it within us. And each person has a different dosage of malchus, which means there are some people that their malchus is only in their home. There are some people that have more than that kind of malchus, and there are those that have malchus, that they can have malchus over the entire world. The Rebbe says that each person, according to the dosage of malchus that he has, kein yesh lo bechinas malchus, that is the amount of lefi bechinas, according to his bechina, which we said is either madrigasai, or maybe the Rebbe means something more than that, that's the malchus that they have. Moshe Rabbeinu, before Matan Torah, all the Eden would come up and line up to ask him halachas, and it was lines and lines of Eden that were waiting to Yisra, his father-in-law, saw this, and he gave him an etzah. He says, why should you be the only one answering the questions? Gave an etzah, make a pyramid, delegate. Delegation. What does a melech do? Melech delegates. He has a cabinet. There's governors, there's ministers, there's senators, there's congressmen, there's cabinet members. And that's delegated. So he said, sorry, I love him. There should be a minister of 1,000, a minister of 100, a minister of 50, and a minister of 10. So the Rebbe brings a raya from that you see that Malchus, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the melech of the whole world, of all the Eden for sure, but of the whole world. And still, there was different dosages he was giving. You're a Sara Elif, you're a minister on 1,000, you're a minister of 100, you're a minister of 50, you're a minister of 10. And there were different dosages of Malchus. And that's right, that there are different dosages of Malchus. Then the Rebbe explains that the Malchus, this concept of, it's a power, it's an energy of Malchus that exists within each one of us. Except there's two components. There's a revealed Malchus and there's a concealed Malchus. The revealed Malchus is, you see. So if the person has an influence and he's a melech in his household, that's his malchus. If a person has more influence, the person is a Rebbe in Cheder, and he has influence on his class, that's his malchus. The principal of the Cheder is a melech on the Rebbe and all eight classes or four classes. And the Rosh Yeshiva is a melech on the whole yeshiva from grade 1 to grade 12, a businessman. Each person, depends how big his business is, he has a malchus. His malchus is, he has 10 employees, this guy has 50 employees. Bigger companies have employees that have employees that have employees. It's a malchus, and there's usually, malchus works in a way of delegation. So the revealed malchus is the malchus that we all see. The concealed malchus could be that even when I don't see that there's malchus, which means, still, I still have rulership, kingship, and we'll soon see responsibility for these people. Who are these people? The Rebbe says it could be anybody. It could be neshamas that are not etzla. In the middle of Sif Gimel, the Rebbe says, even neshamas that in Australia, you could be a melech on someone in Australia. And you know, there's a famous Rabbi Sol Salanta. He says a person puts on tefillin here, and someone else has a hira tshuva on the other side of the world. How does that work? Because the neshamas, the Rebbe says, there's a spiritual malchus. It's not just a malchus that's revealed, that you see that he has rulership over these people. There's a spiritual malchus. And this spiritual malchus also has delegations, is delegated. There are sorry elef, sorry meyer, sorry chamishim, sorry meyers, and so on. Then the Rebbe says, there is this one. And this is the part that I connect to. The part that I'm sure we all connect to is that there is this one, Yesh Echad. There is one that Be'ezgalia revealed has no malchus at all, yet he is Moshal on the whole Dar, he has rulership on the whole Dar, and even all the Tzaddiki Adar are also under his rulership. And the Rebbe brings a raya from B'chol Makom Mukta Mugish L'Shmi, that even though they were serving Avodah Zarah, they were serving Hashem, so too, this one that has malchus, Be'ezkasia, that even though it seems that he has no revealed malchus, but there's a hidden malchus that he's controlling the whole world. Then the Rebbe teaches us and says, okay, now I told you what you guys possess. We all possess this malchus, but we have to be careful. This malchus, if you use it wrongly, this malchus will boomerang and backfire and be mekaveres as bala. It'll bury you. Not only bury you, it will kill you. So what do you do? Because when you use the malchus in a way of self-gratification or self-needs, about self, 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 then the malchus becomes an eved. You're using your malchus, it becomes a slave to fulfill your taiva. Like any addiction, cigarettes. I don't know if any of you guys know Melech Paksha? Whatever, it was a Yid, a Bresel Chazit. When I was 16 years old, I came to Meron years ago. And he was a heavy smoker, and he loved cigarettes. I asked him, aren't you afraid? He said, nah, I'm not afraid of smoking cigarettes. But one thing bothers me about the cigarette, and it really stuck in my head, that this piece of paper is stronger than me. And I think it's a very good muscle of understanding when somebody uses his malchus, his power, that something can be stronger than him, then his malchus becomes an eved. What's the opposite of malchus? What's the opposite of a melech? An eved. A slave is the opposite of malchus. When you take your malchus and you're enslaving it to something, your taivas, then the malchus becomes a slave to the taiva. The Rebbe says the malchus has to be free. The malchus has to be free, which l'chayra means that the malchus needs the ability to expand. We'll talk about it. And that's the meaning of Mardechai. That Mardechai is the lashon of two words, mar dirar. Mar represents malchus, marus, leadership, rulership. Dirar represents chayra's freedom. The malchus has to be free. And what does it mean, the malchus has to be free? That it's not used for any self-gratification or self-need or self-want or self. It's only used to serve Hashem. What does it mean that it's used to serve Hashem? That the malchus is you're using to bring people, anybody that's in your malucha, you're using that malchus to bring people closer to Hashem. Lahazir loichich, to caution them, uloichich, and to rebuke them, to caution them, to warn them. Anybody you see, Rabbi Yisai, we're in an Eis Tzar El Yaakov, let's wake up, we have to do tshuva, we have to come closer to the Eibishter. That's using the malchus in a way of lahazir loichich. And each person, according to his malchus, that means whoever he has memshala over, be'izgalya or be'izkasya, he uses that malchus in a way to bring people to Hashem. And that's considered bringing the malchus, that's the malchus being free and bringing the malchus to the Eibishter. So we have to ask this question here. This is not the Yukim, but this question is a big question. And maybe perhaps we asked it last time, I don't remember. But what did the Rebbe say? That when I use the malchus for self-gratification or self-validation or self-need, then my malchus is being used, it's enslaved, ke'eved l'malos tavosei. It's being mamala my taiva, I'm using it to my... But yet, when I use it to be mazir u'mechiyach, that's when the malchus is free. One second, but then I'm serving Hashem. So I'm going from slavery to my taivas, to slavery to Hashem. Yes, it's a better slavery, but that's not called the malchus being free. Why is the malchus free when it's going, if it's serving, then it's still not free. Malchus means it's not serving anything. Everything is serving the malchus. You're both saying good, but before we answer this, we need to understand what is malchus. So one more thing. Then the Rebbe says that we need to infuse the malchus. You're sitting says that we need to infuse the malchus with Arichas Yomim, which the Rebbe explains, Arichas Yomim is life. How do I get the life? I get the life from the source of life, which is the Eibishter. How do I get to the Eibishter? I call him by his name. How do I call him by his name? Through the Torah, call the Karabai, call him Echayav. But I can't really, just by calling the Eibishter, I can't still connect because I can't get the dosage of Malchus that I need. I can't get the proper dosage of Chiyus and Arichas Yomim into the Malchus. So I need the Torah, which is Midos, because the Oisis and the Tevis and the Kudus and everything is Midos of the Torah, and that's how I'm able to infuse the Malchus with constant Arichas Yomim, so that Memela I'll get Das. And when I get Das, then I'll know how to be Merchiach and who to be Merchiach, and even the people that are far from me, I'll know how to caution them and bring and be Merchiach them. And that's pretty much the train of Siv Gimel. As you realize, I said that very, very fast because I have many, many questions on it and I'm stuck in Siv Gimel. But just to Lesaber Es Oizen, That's the mahalach of how the Rebbe is building this beautiful building of this malchus. But I really want to talk about malchus. I want to talk about this concept of malchus. And I want to share a thought that I, again, the disclaimer goes, I'm not saying pshat. I'm saying my thoughts. So I was thinking like this. What is malchus? Let's understand. Let's not just what is it. We said all the titles of malchus: leadership, kingship, rulership, dictatorship, influence, responsibility. That seems to be the big key here that the Rebbe is talking about when he talks about the tzeifer, the watchman, that the malchus needs to be doing something. So it seems like from this Torah that this malchus is an energy. It's a power that's constantly moving. It either moves forward, lahazer lechiach, or it moves backwards and it's mekaver as bala. It buries. So what is this malchus? What is this? That's number one. Number two, am I born with malchus? I asked this question the first time, but I want to bring it in again. Am I born with a sari elef or a sari meya or a sari chamishim, a sari asaras, and it needs to be developed to the capacity of malchus that was given to me at birth? Or is malchus something that I can achieve more malchus? That means I could start off being a sari abbeisa, and then I could be moshel b'yosa, and I could still come, and everybody has the ability to be moshel al kol olam kuloi. Born with a quota of malchus, that this is the capacity of malchus that I can achieve, or, and memela, now I'm playing with this challenge of malchus, which, by the way, we're challenged every second of the day, because if it's a power that we have, that means every moment of the day I have a challenge of using this malchus the wrong way, which is lahanosei letzarchei, which means for self-gratification. That's the way I'm using my malchus. Or am I using my malchus lahazel leichiach to be makar of people to the Eibush, to bring people to the Hashem Yisbarach, to do the avoida of this malchus? So that means I'm being challenged with this every second of the day. So we can say that perhaps I'm born with a certain quota of malchus, and now I'm just challenged every second to fulfill my quota of malchus. And hopefully by the day I die, I am able to fulfill the malchus that Hashem Yisbarach gave me when I was born, to get to that place of malchus that I have. And the challenge is, I'm going backwards with Mekaver Zezbala, Amazer Meichich, I'm going forward. And it's a constant challenge, but I can only get to a certain capacity. Or, it's also a challenge. No, we all have the ability of bringing the malchus of Hashem to its biggest place, and yeah, everybody could be Kamani Mamish, the Rebbe said. You could be Kamani Mamish. We have the ability to be Moshe Al Kol Olam. Which one is it? Lahavdil by the Malchus, the Sitra Achra, when Prince, he's not a real Melech, but let's just make believe he's a real Melech. Prince Williams is going to be the next king after Charles dies, right? Yeah. You know when he became that king?
The day he's born.
The day he's born. So who says if we're the Ben HaMelech, who says we can be the king? Who says we can't achieve to be Moshe Al Kol Olam? To start thinking about, okay, let's analyze a second. What is Malchus? A Malchus means there's two components to Malchus. There's the Melech and there's the Am. Ein Melech b'lo Yom. So it means a Melech needs to have a nation. Without a nation, please move it. Components in every Malchus, right? There's the Melech and there's the Am. Or in other words, let's call it the mashpia and the makabel, right? There is the giver and there's the receiver. So there's an old question, we're going to go into mashpia makabel for a second. There's an old question of mashpia makabel, where is the makabel also a mashpia? In other words, who gives first? The mashpia or the makabel? Is the makabel also a giver, a receiver? Let's talk about it. Quarterback Shpia without a Makabel is worthless. So the Makabel is giving the Mashpia the ability to give. Very good, by the way. He's giving the opportunity to give, because without the Makabel, now let's take it more, you're not married yet, but Ish v'Isha, Ish, the Ish represents the Mashpia, and the Makabel is the Isha. Sorry, Rebbe Vesa, we said is the minimum of the Malchus. We need, why? Because you need to have a Makabel. Until you have an Isha, you don't really have a Makabel, even though Be'emes, you're also right that within us, there's the Nukva, we have a Chelik of Zachar and a Chelik of Nukva within us, so the Nukva is the Makabel internally also, but that's Kabbalah. I want to stay surface, very, very surface level. So that means that the Mashpia, so here's the question. Is the nation also have Malchus? Is Malchus only the Melech? Or does the nation, the Makabel, also have Malchus? You're very quiet, either I lost you or... That's, we know. So Memela, the Melech needs a nation. But the nation, does the nation have Malchus? If the Makabel is giving the opportunity for the Mashpia to give, it must be that the Makabel also has Malchus. So that means the Mashpia and the Makabel both have this inyan of Malchus.
In all Kabbalah,
it says about the Sori Alofim, Sori Meis. So the Sori Alofim were Memana the Sori Meis. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Memana the Sori Asoros. The Sori Alofim, they were Memana. They appointed the Sori Meis. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "This Shivim Skenim, you guys are the first row of delegates." And they went and delegated further and further, just like we see in every delegation of everywhere. Not the president or the king is not being memana the janitors. The janitors are also part of the melucha. It's a chain of command that's going down into the thing. So you see that the malchus is built with this constant thing of giving the mashpia and the makabel. Mashpia and makabel. I'm saying that the malchus must have both components. Even the Melech, one second, let's go. Well, I heard exactly what you're saying, and I'm going with you. Yes, what I'm saying is that every component of the Malchus, even the receiver, has Malchus because even the Melech is receiving to give.
Oh, and that's why.
So that means there's two components, there's the receiver and the giver, right? So we're saying that really the giver is also receiving. Everything that he's receiving, he's giving. What is he receiving? The ability to give. So he's receiving the ability to give, so he's giving to the receiver. Now the receiver received and is giving to the next receiver that's underneath him. Malchus is something that has to have a loop of giving, receiving, giving, receiving, giving, receiving, giving, receiving. What does the Rebbe tell us? V'hoysa l'Hashem ha'mluchus. The Malchus is the Eibishter's Malchus. The power of Malchus that we have within us, that Kol Echad Mi'Yisrael has, is the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And we are born and infused with this Malchus to be able to give the Malchus. But there's another motion besides giving and receiving. And that's the Malchus, the Sitracha. What is the motion? The other motion is taking. Taking, taking, taking is not giving and not receiving. Why? Because the receiver waits to receive. The giver gives. But taking is when the receiver takes before they're supposed to get. Or the giver doesn't give when he's supposed to give. He takes it for himself. He takes the melucha for himself. So that means malchus. The loop of Malchus is receiving, giving, receiving, giving, receiving, giving. What are we giving? The Malchus that we receive. What is the Malchus that's in us? The Malchus of Hashem, v'hoysa l'Hashem ha'mlucha. So that means the inborn Malchus that we have is inborn with us to give out. What are we giving? L'hazer lo'ichiach, to bring everybody closer to Hashem. That is the Malchus of Hashem. So Malchus is really just letting go, not taking. But we're challenged every moment of the day with taking. That's our challenge. We are challenged. We were given this ability of Malchus, influence, responsibility, leadership, whatever you want to call Malchus, we were given this. It's within us, but we're challenged with it. How many times a day do we take the Malchus for ourselves? Every day. How many times are we taking? Much more taking than we're doing l'hazer l'chir than giving, whichever position we're in, whether we're the quarterback or the receiver, we're always challenged with this taking, with this hanosay letzorchay. So the Rebbe is telling you that if you chop it off, whether you're in the position of a giver and you're lahanosay letzorchay, then you're cutting the loop. What happens when you cut the loop of malchus that needs to move forward? The whole world has to come under the kingship of Hashem. What happens is it boomerangs, it goes backwards, because the malchus must move. It either moves forward or it moves backwards. So what happens is you chopped it off either from the giver part of the receiver. Mekavera, says Bala. It starts layering up and starts disconnecting you from the V'haisal Hashem Amlucha until Hu Ba'avonai Yomus, the Rebbe says. Until the Malchus buries you. Yomus doesn't only mean physically, it means spiritually. And that's why many people are buried so deep spiritually, but then the Rebbe comes and he saves us and he tells us that's the Hastara Shabbatai Hastara. That is the place. The Malchus Be'iskasya is the spiritual Malchus that we're talking about, that goes V'haisal Hashem Amlucha, that's building and building. And when it doesn't build, it's Mekaver, says Baal. So what do? The Rebbe gives us an Eitzah. He says, the first thing you understand is, you need to infuse it with Arichas Yom. Where do you take this Arichas Yom? This Arichas Yom is coming from the Chaya Chaim, coming from the Rabbani Shalom himself. How do we tap in to the Chaya Chaim? We must call the Rabbani Shalom by his name. How do we call the Rabbani Shalom by his name? Through the Eisek HaTorah. Through the Eisek HaTorah. Derech Agav, the famous, it's not brought in the Torah, but I was thinking that it's mamish connected over here, that the Rebbe says, that the Chazal tell us, Kol Eisek, Ein Ben Chorin Ele Mish Eisek HaTorah. Eisek HaTorah, right? Ein Ben Chorin. There's no Ben Chorin. There's no freer person than a person who's Eisek in Torah. According to the Torah, it's mamish exactly what the Rebbe is telling. The cheirus of the malchus. What does it mean, the malchus cheirus? That we're giving the malchus the ability to continue its loop. We're not holding it back. We're not taking. We're not going to anos or letorchay. We're not grabbing the malchus to ourselves at any point in time. We're letting the malchus go. That's the cheirus of the malchus, because the Eivish, the malchus, is going to go. It's going to be V'haisal Hashem Amlucha. No matter how dark times we see, times right now, we see that it is dark times, and we see that what's going on here, what's happening to Klal Yisrael. I don't know if we're in a really hard time right now. Seems like the Eivishter's Malchus is getting smaller, not getting bigger. But we know V'haisal Hashem Amlucha, the Malchus is going to have this ability, the tzaddikim that are going to save us. The Yesh Echot, Yesh Leim Hamshol, that's going to save us and bring his Lahazel Loichiach will go. So the Mela, now we could go back and understand what we said before. Do you get, is Malchus something you're born with to fill the quota, or it's something to develop? The Teretz says it's both. As long as we don't take La'anosay L'tzorchay and we keep infusing the Malchus with Arichas Yomim, and we do the avoda that we're supposed to do over here, which is to learn Torah, be involved with Torah. Esek HaTorah. Esek HaTorah doesn't just mean learning Torah. Esek. Esek means, you know, business, when you're doing business and you're heavily involved in a deal and you're heavily, deeply involved in the thing. Torah has to consume you. Torah has to be, you have to be involved with, and every person has a different position in the Esek HaTorah. In Limud HaTorah, there's not many positions, but in Esek HaTorah, there's positions, there's many positions in Esek HaTorah. So by going in and involving and putting ourselves into Esek HaTorah and connecting to the Tzaddik, to the Yesh Echot, Yesh Leim Hamshol HaLakol, that's how we give the ability of the Haisal Hashem HaMlucha, and even though we're in the Astara, Shebetoich Astara, and even when we're really, really distant from Rabbi Shalom, we still have the ability to let the Malchus, to do tshuva, and let our Malchus expand. So the platform, what we started saying, of why the Rebbe is so emphasizing this thing of Malchus, is because that is really the platform to getting to Das, to getting to the Shara Chamishim, The platform is to recognize, to be an awareness, to understand that we use to serve our self-gratification. The power that we're using on a daily basis, that we're challenged with, and that we have more, unfortunately, I'm talking for myself, I don't want to talk for everybody else, more failures than victories. But once you have awareness that this power is not your power, it's the power that you received. It's not the power that you were given. It's the power that you received and a power that you're constantly receiving. And you have the ability to receive more and more power by more and more Esek HaTorah. Then we can perhaps understand how this motion goes this way and how the motion could go Chas V'Shalom the other way. That's Mekaver, says Bala. But yet, there is always hope. And there's always a way out by going more into Esek HaTorah and connecting to the Torah. And the Torah will give us the das to understand our responsibilities and to give us the ability to be Seirav Aveser. So I was thinking that in the Megillah, how much time we have left? Because I still want to talk about the Kol since we're coming to Ben Azmanim. But I was thinking the Megillah. It says that Mordechai, look, first of all, the Lashon Seirav Aveser, it's very interesting. Everybody asked this question. The Rebbe is talking about Malchus of Ayin. He's bringing a raya from Seirav Aveser. What Seirav Aveser? Where Memuchon gave an Eitzah to Achashverosh, Leo is called Ish Seirav Aveser, that he gave this Eitzah of Seirav Aveser. But if you look into the Megillah, there's a few times that it says, first of all, Malchus Lokcha Loi Levas. Rashi says that Mordechai took Esther, Labas, what's Labas? Rashi says, Labayis. So I was thinking, and the Rebbe talks about Mordechai afterwards. Mordechai, which the three categories of Noshim. So I was thinking that Esther represented Vonoichi Hastar, Astar, the Astar, Shabbatoich Astar. So Mordechai was telling Esther the whole time, teaching her how to be a Sarah Bevesai. I'm saying derech drush. Rashi says levesoi leishtoi. It was infusing her the whole time, teaching her that even though your malchus right now is biskasya, she's going to Beis Achashverosh. In the other side of mechol makay mukto mugish lishmi, we're talking about oivid avodah zarah, and yet it's for the Eibishter. Because Malchus Lokcha Loi Levas, Malchus took her and he taught her how to infuse the Malchus of the Beisar. One more thing, last thing, that it says that after Mordechai went, I forgot the exact lashon, but I saw it on the Megillah on Sunday, that it says that afterwards, Vayoshev Mordechai El Beisar, that Mordechai went back to his house. What Rashi says, L'sakoi V'tanisoi, which is a big pillar. Mordechai already saw he saw the Gula already. Why did he go back? So perhaps, according to the Torah, we could see that in order, the place of building the Malchus starts from Seirav Aveser. But its ability to expand but you need any time that you see that you're challenged and you failed in the Malchus where you were L'hanaseh L'tzarchah. And it could have been Chas V'Shalom, not that Mordechai failed, but one could have seen that after he saw Haman schlepping around Mordechai, around the whole city, saying, Kofa Yasa Le'ish, perhaps they would have thought that it was Lahanosoi L'Tzarchai. Mordechai Yoshev Le'Beisai, he went back to the drawing board. He went back to, I got to rebuild the Malchus. Where do I rebuild the Malchus? From being a Sarah B'Veisai. And we said last time, and I'll say it again, Sarah B'Veisai, what it means that only when you have an Isha, or Bnei Beisai, that's when you have Malchus. So we said that the Seirav Aveser means internally. This is what we were saying before. Internally, there's a Nukva within us. There's a Zohar within us. There's a receiver within us. There's a giver within us. We need to have Malchus on our Tivus. We need to have Malchus on ourselves. That's where it really starts. The real Malchus is being Kovish, the Tivus, and being stronger than the Malchus, the Sitra Achad, that wants to, the Haman that's within us that wants to destroy us. And then we come to the place of Adalo Yada, we come to the place of Das, which the place of Das is Tachos HaYidea Shaloi Neda, that we don't know. May we be Zoicha, that through this Torah, we should all achieve our Malchus to be Cheres, to all achieve the malchus, that we should be able to expand. It should be a way of cheres, that it should be in a way of v'hoysa l'Hashem amlucha, and should taka be v'hoysa l'Hashem amlucha. The Eibishter should help us that we should see Mashiach tzedkenu v'mehera v'yameinu. Now.